Junk food. There was a village named Pandupur, and there lived a village vendor named Shivappa. Shivappa had two sweet children named Somu and Soumya. Shivappa had a vegetable cart on which he used to sell vegetables every day going around the town. To attract people and sell his vegetables, he used to call out like this, "Fresh bananas, onions, brinjal, carrots, come and buy them soon." Nobody used to get fresh fruits and vegetables like Shivappa. So everybody used to wait for Shivappa and buy fruits and vegetables from him only. All hotels, canteens, mess and marriage halls used to place orders with Shivappa. And slowly the demand for his vegetables also increased. From morning till afternoon, Shivappa worked very hard. And while returning home, he used to buy snacks from Ramji's canteen for his children. He used to come home and call them, "Somu, Soumya, where are you? See, your father got snacks for you. Come soon." Shivappa used to give one food packet to Somu and another to Soumya. Soumya used to be happy with the snacks her father brought and used to eat it. But Somu was unhappy with those snacks. He thought, "Yuck, father always gets the same food from Ramji's canteen every day. But Shyamji canteen snacks are very good and very, very tasty." Ramji every day maintained cleanliness and good hygiene and prepared the food, and hence did not have colorful and attractive labels on his snack packets. But Shyamji used to get cheap junk food from market and put them in attractive and colorful packets and sell them. That's why everybody used to get attracted and buy them. Without knowing all this, Somu was desperate for Shyamji's junk food. One day, Shivappa in his busy business forgot to get snacks for his children. He returned home and said, "Sorry kids, forgive me. Today I forgot to get food." Hearing this, Somu took advantage of the opportunity and started crying aloud, saying, "I want food! I want it now itself!" Seeing Somu cry, Shivappa gave some money to Somu and Soumya. Soumya put the money in the money bank and saved them. But Somu immediately went to Shyamji's canteen and ate a stomach full of junk food. When he got the money and the taste of Shyamji's snacks, Somu went to his father and said, "I don't need Ramji's canteen food. Please give me money and I will myself buy the food that I need." Saying this, he forced his father to give him money and he ate whatever he liked. But Soumya didn't buy anything and every day she used to save the money. Few years passed like this. One day, Somu suddenly started crying loud. "Oh, Daddy, Daddy, my stomach is aching." Seeing his son's stomach ache, Shivappa got worried. Since his business was a little poor too, he was not able to take him to hospital and he was lost in thought. Seeing her father tensed, Soumya went to him and said, "Daddy, you don't worry. I have the money." Saying this, she got the money she saved in her piggy bank and gave it to her father. Seeing this, Shivappa was very happy and asked, "Very good, my dear, but where did you get so much money?" Soumya replied, "Daddy, whenever you give money for food, I used to put them in my piggy bank and save them. That's why I have so much money." After listening to his daughter, Shivappa was very happy and took his son Somu to the hospital. At the hospital, doctor gave medicines to Somu and told him,
"You have a stomachache because of the junk food you ate. If you continue to eat this way, you will fall ill very soon."
Listening to all this, Somu realized his mistake and said, "Daddy, hereafter I won't eat that Shyamji's canteen's junk food. And also, I will save the money, like sister." So friends, the moral of the story is, eating too much of junk food can cause health problems. Also, we have to save money so that it will help us in our crisis.